Chapter 16, Tom's Creative Formula. Do you want a default branding template you can use for your next ad that won't work? Here you go, free from me to you. Hey, insert city here, for all your insert category here needs, call insert client name here. For over insert number of years in business, years, insert client name has been helping insert city with all your insert category needs. Our expert staff, quality, customer service. When you're ready, insert client name, insert slogan that doesn't offer a value proposition. There you have it. Knock yourself out. It's pretty much the default script that every uncreative director or scriptwriter at your local media outlet uses when they, and you, have no clue why someone should choose you over anyone else in your competitive landscape. And it won't work. When it comes time for me to sit down and craft a message for a local advertiser, I have a specific creative formula I use. USP plus POE, surrounded by triggers and questions, plus offer slash call to action equals results. Now, I'd like to tell you that every piece of creative I've ever written follows this creative formula, but that's just not the case. It's more of a guide than an absolute. There are things, as you'll see below, that I strive to include in each piece of creative I write. However, sometimes I don't get all of the elements included. Here's how I go about crafting a message. Picture a big, empty creative bucket in front of me. The first thing I drop in the bucket is your USP, your unique selling proposition, your one thing. That's going in the bucket first and is the thing that will anchor our creative, which is why correctly identifying your one thing is so important. The second thing I drop in the bucket is your POE, point of entry. If the advertiser has a clear-cut point of entry and I've made sure to uncover it, that goes in the bucket next. If our goal is to deliver new faces, then it's important to explore what most first-timers are interested in. The third thing I add are any triggers that lead to the first interaction with your prospect. Are there very specific events or common circumstances that many of your first-time prospects experience that have motivated them to take action? If so, show these triggers in the creative so when it finally happens to the consumer, they know what they're supposed to do. And if you already know their concerns, answer their questions so you can begin to build a relationship with your prospect through your creative. When you anticipate what they want to know and answer that in your creative, the consumer feels like you're inside their head. And if you don't want to give all of your information away in your creative, at least tease that you know the answers. Maybe drive them to a website to learn more. Finally, I include a good strong offer with a call to action. If I can get all these elements in my creative bucket, no matter how I stir it up and paint it out the other side, I'm well on my way to a results-oriented piece of creative. I take your one thing, I add it to your first thing, I surround it with those triggers and questions, and I knock your socks off with a strong offer with a deadline. Get all that in the bucket, and we're gonna rock. Here's an example. Hometown Furniture. What's their one thing? They always have 101 recliners on the floor to choose from. It's not the beautiful showroom. It's not the friendly, knowledgeable staff. What do they claim that no one else in town claims? 101 recliners always in stock. What's their point of entry? Recliners. A new face might not drop a few grand on a bedroom set on their first visit to Hometown Furniture, but they can and will load a new recliner in the back of their pickup, SUV, or minivan. What's the trigger to a recliner purchase? Well, there are many, including a move, the start of football season, or even getting ready for the holiday gatherings. What questions does a newbie have? Do you have a good selection? How much? How soon can I get it home? Financing? create an offer, and give it a deadline. My creative might be something like this. It's our massive end-of-summer blowout at Hometown Furniture, where you'll always find 101 recliners on the floor to choose from. From leather recliners to swivel recliners to reclining sofas and more, we always have 101 recliners in stock, ready for immediate delivery. And right now, just in time for the start of football season, the whole family can enjoy the game from this Lane double reclining sofa. Regularly $899, just $599 during our end of summer blowout. Load it up and take it home, or let us deliver free. Hurry in, sale ends Saturday. The massive end of summer blowout, now through Saturday only at Hometown Furniture, where you'll always find 101 recliners to choose from. Award-winning? Heck no. Effective? Absolutely. In fact, we worked with a furniture store owner in the Midwest who came to one of my advertising seminars and decided to plant their flag in 101 recliners. They got singular with their message and got highly targeted to their core. Within 8 months, they reported a 60% increase in sales. Diagnose your one thing. Find your point of entry. Identify your triggers. Determine the common questions every newbie wants to know. Create an astounding offer, have a call to action, earn results.